Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Hello, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small Time Leader podcast, and I'd like to welcome today my guest, Bob Brum. Bob is an award-winning professional speaker, author of 8 top-selling books, and has earned the reputation as the encouragement engineer. Bob is passionate about guiding and inspiring audiences to achieve personal and professional growth with positive encouragement and practical action plans to combat the negativity that inundates our daily lives. Bob is an engineer with over 25 years leading information technology projects in the telecommunication industry. Bob is a husband, father of 3 boys, ages 17, 21, and 23. And as you can imagine, he relates to almost any audiences as he shares his practical lessons of life learned by raising his 3 sons and the many leadership insights gained leading technical teams in the fast-paced, ever-shifting world of technology. Bob will talk about his boys and his career today as he shares about 2 mentors who were small-time leaders in his life. Well, hello, Bob. It's so good to see you again. You had me on your podcast not long ago, and thanks for returning the favor or feeling obliged. So it's good to have you. How are things in sunny Florida? That's right. Yeah, you're in Florida. I guess the hurricane missed you and everything.
Yes, it decided to stay to the east, which is fine.
All right. Well, welcome to the podcast. And, you know, we always start by asking you to tell us what you're most thankful for in your life today. And then you tell us about your small-time leader.
Well, what I'm thankful for most in my life right now is my family. I got a great wife and we've raised 3 great boys. And just having them, you know, on a good path. She's been a strong woman. She's helped me a lot to stay focused and help the family stay on that good path. So I appreciate that. And I'm very thankful for that in my life.
Yeah. Wow. 17, 21, and 23, and they're still alive. That's great. Okay. Well, I ask you to tell us about a leader who did a small thing that changed you and who comes to mind.
Well, I'm going to start way back, and that would be my father. And the reason I say that was because when I was young, my mother passed away when I was 6 years old from cancer. And that's a big thing, not only for anybody to deal with, but when you're 6, you really don't get that chance to know your parent. And my dad was there during all of that. He was able to get my brother and I. My brother was 8. I was 6. I had older siblings, but he was able to help guide us through that and help us to see a positiveness and try to keep some normalcy for little boys. He'd be outside and we'd be climbing trees. He'd be mowing the lawn and he'd tug at our feet. He'd always want us to have some fun, have some normalcy in our life. We'd go up to our cottage in the summer and play in the water, play in the lake, play outside. So those were all good things that my father would give to us early in our life, is that idea that we can have fun no matter what occurs, and things are going to occur, and we can get through them together.
Yeah, and it goes right along with your Encouragement Engineering podcast. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically-based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. Do you remember a specific event that occurred with your dad that stands in your mind and still remember?
Yeah, and it's every time I mow the lawn, I think of it because he used to do that, and he would let us, we had some apple trees in our backyard, and we'd climb those trees, my brother and I, and every time he'd go under the tree mowing the lawn, he'd tug at our feet. And I remember him looking up at us and laughing and making sure we were laughing, making sure we were having some fun. He was always the type that would say, you know, you got to have fun in your life. Things are, you got to get through things and fun will help you do that. And he was a fun person. He loved to smile. Everybody always said he had a good smile.
Now you have sons. So tell me how that relates to you and your raising your family.
Well, as with boys, boys like to have antics, do antics. I like to have fun, sometimes a little bit serious, but always remember, you know, and as I say too, we got to have a positive perspective. So why not do that? Have fun with life. You don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. Enjoy every moment you have. And that smile helps you do that. It's a simple thing you can give to others. Joking, it's a, you know, a gift you can give to anybody. And you'd be surprised how many people smile back when you give a smile.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. So can you, you have your three boys. I'm sure you've been through a lot raising them. Any particular events they had in their lives that you were kind of shocked that happened and you're able to help work them through that using some of what your dad's left with you?
Well, it's a lot of life lessons that occur, you know, school, them getting to the point where, I remember my middle son not knowing exactly what he wanted to do when he graduated. And that was scary for him. That was hard. Mm-hmm. But that idea that we don't have to know exactly what we're going to do in our life, but we got to keep moving forward. Enjoy what you do. And he's working with kids now. He loves what he does. But that fact that you don't have to push for something somebody else wants. Push for what you want. Do what you want. And enjoy what you want. And enjoy what you do.
And so he took that to heart?
Yeah, he's working with kids now. He's doing, working with the city, with some kids at the rec centers and the summer camps, and he does it throughout the school year as well. So they have after school programs that he's part of.
Tell me about other things your dad taught you. You said encouragement, have fun. What else do you take from him?
He grew up through the Depression and it was a World War II vet. And so that idea that there was a bigger thing than just him, that he, that generation gave because it was a bigger cause. It wasn't about them by any means. It was for the country. It was for the world. It was for peace. It was for the family. They knew how to give. They knew how to work hard. It was a work ethic that he passed on to us that many people my age may or may not have. And younger people, they don't understand that. And I'm so appreciative of that because it's gotten me a lot of places, because you can get out there and you can work hard. You have a discipline and you can achieve many things with that work and that discipline and that focused attentiveness to what you need to do.
And you told me that he impacted you when you were young, but also at another age in your life. Could you tell us about that?
Oh yeah. It's there was later on in my life. I'll take it to the other end of actually his life, if you will. When he passed away, there's, you know, end of life things that you need to do. He had all that taken care of. He had all that squared away so that he was organized, so that nobody had to worry about that. He didn't want to burden anybody with anything. And so all that was taken care of. And that's allowed me to understand that none of us are here permanently. And those are things we have to do. We have to have end-of-life documents in place. We have to have policies, life insurance policies, you know, long-term care policies, all those different things in place so that we're taken care of in our older age. And we're not a burden to anybody. He wasn't a burden by any means, but it was interesting to see that he took that time to do that. And that planning effort and that detail helped me to understand what I need to do for my family as well.
Did he have anything that he shared, like maybe repeated at the funeral, something like that, some kind of memorial, some kind of words he was known for?
It was funny because in my book, I've quoted a lot of his sayings. He always had fun sayings. Things like, that'll put hair on your chest, or, you know, go ahead, try it. You know, those are the type of things you remember, the fun things. It was always something fun, but you could just hear that growl in his voice of saying it. And those were the things that stuck. Those were the things that meant a lot, because it helped you to, even though it might've been hard, you know, dig in. Oh, it won't hurt. It'll put hair on your chest. You dug in and it wasn't that bad to dig in then.
Put hair on your chest. Yeah. I remember my dad saying that too. Is he an organized guy? I mean, he has things about order in place and that's sayings like that. You said you'd written some things about that, about
yes,
sayings he had done. So,
yeah, he was, like I said, an He was a sergeant in the Army, 113th Infantry, that came into Normandy after D-Day there about a month later. Yeah, he liked things certain ways, there was an order to things.
Right. Did he have any lessons for you from the war or his Army time that helped you in your life?
I can make a heck of a square corner on a bed. You know, he really didn't, that generation didn't talk a lot about that. But it was, like I said, what you saw was the action of determination, the action of getting it done. I remember a story he told about being on time. And I don't like to be late. And he told a story of him when he was in a foxhole, him and another guy. The guy was 7 seconds off, and that guy didn't make it. Literally, but probably 20 yards to his left. And he was shot because he was 7 seconds off.
Yeah.
And that kind of sticks with you. Not that you want to ever see that happen, but you're on, you know, you're going to be on time. If you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. Yeah. So I like to be early. I like to be on time. Sometimes it drives my wife crazy, but you know, I prefer to be on time.
Right. Well, that's a pretty powerful story about 7 seconds off.
Isn't yeah.
It kind of realizes it. Timing so much everything and being on time makes a difference. So, well, I didn't even ask your dad's name.
I'm Bob Jr. He's Bob Sr.
Bob Sr. Well, Bob, we really appreciate you sharing about that small-time leader in your life, your dad, Bob, and how he taught you about encouragement and having fun and grow hair on your chest 7 seconds off. Thanks so much for being here, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.